This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo. My next guest is a singer-songwriter and producer from here in Melbourne, signed to Energize Records in the UK. Over the years, he's released 4 studio albums, and the new one is out right now called Utopia. Welcome back to Joy, Mr. Peter Wilson.
Thank you, Leo. How are you?
I'm good. It's been ages since I've seen you.
Very long time.
And since obviously this year's been crazy for you with a new album, mm-hmm. you've also been overseas in the UK. How was that for you?
Oh, look, England's my second home. I have never made that anything that I don't hide. I love the place. Mm. So coming home was hard, but hey, it's good to come home to friends and family and of course my hometown. But yeah, it was great in England. Did a lot of meet and greets with fans, which was cool. Just around the time that it was charting on iTunes over there as well. So that was really good.
In the UK, you work with your team, your producers and fellow songwriters. Over years, you've worked with some probably people that you've idolized since the 80s. And we're talking like myself as well. Uh-huh. People from like Stock Aitken Waterman. Mm-hmm. So Stock and Aitken, Mike Stock and Matt Aitken you've worked with. You've also worked with Pete Hammond, who's the mix master from Stock Aitken Waterman. Mm-hmm. Also Dave Ford, Ian Curnow.
Yes.
Engineers and mixers also for that Hit Factory. What's it like working with those producers and mixers that you've idolized as a kid growing up?
It's incredible. I remember when I first started working with them back in 2010. It was like I had to pinch myself. Is this really happening? And then to get the mixes back to hear your voice as produced or mixed by them, it's great. And they're great guys to work with, and they're friendly, they're approachable, they welcome ideas. Yet the process of recording, and I did a track while I was over in London with Pete, actually, which will be, I guess, for the next album. The process of recording is so fast. You get it done, you do a few takes, and then you're out of there. And it's a really good process.
Like the old days.
It's and I'm still pinching myself, you know. It's great. It's really good.
4 studio albums. Of course, your first one was back in 2007 called Follow Me. And the next one was Dario in 2011.
There's 5 albums, actually.
5 albums?
Yeah.
One back in the day in the 90s.
No. There was, so Follow Me 2007, yeah. Stereo 2011. Mm-hmm. Laserlight 2012.
Pulsation.
Yeah. Pulsation.
Yeah, and the new one.
Yeah, it's 5.
Five studio albums over the years.
I say 4 because 4 with Energize.
Yeah, 4 with Energize. Mm. But some great singles over the years all added to our Joy Daytime playlist. Mm-hmm. Where do you get your inspiration for your song? Because you also co-write the songs as well.
I write most of them, actually. I'm a lover of pop music, so whatever works as a lyric idea, as a formula, if you will. So whatever comes to me and what works, I write it. Occasionally, I write something from personal experience. For example, there's Unconditional, which I wrote about a friend of mine. And then there's the single that's out now for the very first time. That was written about a friend who'd just finished a relationship. So they're going to spur on, I guess, you know, they're going to inspire me to, you know, come up with something that works. And, you know, it does sometimes.
Let's go on to the new single for the very first time. Your sound, you make no apologies for it, is like back in the day, the music that you love, and you do it now, which is great.
Pardon the pun. I guess I like to step back in time. And I know that the fan, when there's a Pete Hammond produced track that's going to be coming out, the fans are very excited to hear the 12-inch mixes. And even me as a fan, I'm excited to hear the 12-inch mix for the first time. It's great. And there's also there's a Stock and Waterman track on this album called Doing What They Said Can't Be Done. Maybe the next single. And Pete Hammond's done a really great 12-inch mix for that. And I'm so excited to hear it. But the fans just love it. And I'm as a fan, I get it. So I know it too. But yeah, I'm never going to apologize for making that music. I love it too much. It wouldn't be me if I didn't do it.
My special guest this morning on the Friday morning show is singer-songwriter and producer, Mr. Peter Wilson. Let's play the new single for the very first time. You enjoy.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9 Friday morning show with Leo. My special guest in studio is singer-songwriter and producer Peter Wilson. We just heard your new single.
You did.
For the very first time from the album Utopia.
Yeah.
And this track has been quite successful on iTunes.
It has.
It's charting on the iTunes new release chart. Number one in Sweden, number two in Australia, number three in UK and Canada, number four in the US, Denmark and Germany.
It hit number one in Australia, actually, on the new release.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And Switzerland. So that was three countries. But what I didn't expect, look, to give you a perspective, the new release chart is like a trend chart of what's bubbling, what's happening. It's, you know, it's not really a crossover chart. So I'm charting, so I still talk about it. But then by huge surprise to me, as it happened with Utopia, which went on to number, was it 42 on the US dance chart on iTunes, the single crossed over as well, and it hit 41. It's like, oh, I'm so excited, but I wish it was 40. But hey, I'm not complaining. I'm actually really excited.
You've also worked with some amazing artists over the years. Mandalia.
I have.
Haywood, Nikki French.
Yes.
Smack the Fox, Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
Some great artists from the 80s and 90s, also still recording now.
And Sammy Paul.
And Sammy Paul, our own Sammy Paul, yes, from here in Melbourne.
Mm.
Anyone else that you want to work with in the future?
I guess
on your dream list.
The writing for others has taken a bit of a back seat. I guess that did really well for me, and I was really, I'm still excited to have worked with Amanda Lear. That's, anyone who knows me knows that she's one of my favourites ever on this planet. And she was a dream in terms of not just working with, but to deal with. She was beautiful and lovely and friendly, made me laugh, mouth on her like a sailor, and I loved it because I do as well. So she instantly made me at ease. But no, I don't know. I've worked with everyone that I've wanted to work with. I mean, in terms of Amanda as a writer for somebody else, but for Pete Hammond, Mike Stock, Matt Pop as well, who's now becoming, I guess, his own legend. Mm. He's building his own legendary status. But I remember years ago, I wanted so bad to work with Donna Summer. Obviously, now that can't happen, but I remember writing a song which Nikki French ended up singing, I Don't Want to Talk About Love, and I wrote it as if it'd be a Donna Summer track. But I don't know, I'm open to whatever, but at the moment, I guess I'm still just focusing on the solo stuff for now.
Exactly. And with Utopia out right now online, you also get physical copies from the website, energizedrecords.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a limited edition 2-disc version available from the website as well. So if you like the album, you can get the 2-disc version from energized.com.
Yeah, that's still available actually too.
Yeah, fantastic news. So obviously with the album out and the next single is going to be possibly...
It's going to be doing what they said can't be done. I guess you're the first place to hear it. So I won't even bat an eyelid. It's going to be doing what they said can't be done.
Excellent. Now, from Pulsation, was it six singles released of Pulsation?
There were six.
Are we going to push for five or six on this album?
Well, I know that after doing what they said can't be done, I know that there'll be another one pretty quickly after that. And then probably, which will make it four. And then the last single will be the fifth single, but it's probably going to be a double A side. And then we'll start looking at other new material.
Well, all the best for Utopia. It is available from the website, energizedrecords.com, also from iTunes for your digital pleasure as well. So let's play. Can we play the next single? Perhaps?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, Doing What They Said Can't Be Done.
Do you want to introduce it for us?
I can.
Off you go.
I'm really excited about Doing What They Said Can't Be Done. This is an unreleased track written by Stock and Waterman. Mike Stock was absolutely gracious enough to give this song and allow me to do it. And it's very typical of the genre of Stock, Aitken and Waterman. The intro is unmistakable, and I'm so proud that it's mine. And Mike Stock, even when he heard it, he came back to me and he gave me a 10 out of 10 and said that it was very well sung and, you know, all these lovely words, which makes it all worth it. So I've got great feedback about it, which is great, but Mike Stock loves it. So everyone else who loves it is a bonus. So it's good.
You're on Johnny 4.0. Here's the next single from Peter Wilson.
Doing What They Said Can't Be Done.
You enjoy.
Cause we can slow their impossible one by one. Hold my belief, will make it history, because little in my days, it can be done. Next to me, is my philosophy.
Hi, this is Peter Wilson, and I'm hanging out with Leo on the Friday morning show on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.